now. Welcome in, everybody. Happy Thursday. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott.
What's up, bud?
My burger's back.
You
look
betcha.
At you.
You betcha.
And a beautiful day out there. Enjoy it, folks. Drive
it's
safe. Get home
dark
safe.
Dark to the west, but I guess we can use more rain, right?
More rain. Why not? Saves me from water.
I can
live with that. It's Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower _13, and at Happy Hour _SS. You can check us out on Facebook as well, at 1700 The Champ. Website is 1700thechamp.com. Minnesota Twins baseball, 6 o'clock pregame again. They're beating up on my Yankees. It's killing me. And I love them both.
But Yankees are still, what, seven game lead? They're fine.
Oh, yeah, they're fine. It's just
But the Yankees and the Mets are both doing amazing.
Yeah. Money and the Dodgers. What do all those have in common? Spending money can go a long ways. Take a second to give a shout-out to sponsors of the show. Northwest Bank, Palmer Group, DeMoss, Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, Woodman Controls, and iCubs. Gotta like all that.
Oh, I forgot the iCubs on my list.
Yeah, got there it on there are. Now.
All right. So you know how I like to check the list off as we go along.
You do. Wow. What a day I had yesterday. So many things to talk about, not enough time to talk about them. I'll tell you what, since you weren't here on Tuesday, I'm going to let you throw the opening salvo. What do you want to, what's the top thing on your mind?
Obviously.
Except for Doug Mayo tournament tomorrow.
Oh, dude, I keep the golf clubs, you brought it up. I keep the golf clubs in my office at work. Not that I'm trying to hide anything from home. She knows what I do and when I do it, but it's the nice little conversation piece. So I'm carrying the clubs out today on my way to come here, and everybody's like, oh, going out tonight? I'm like, no, I'm going out all day tomorrow. So, but it'll be a good time tomorrow. We did, what is this?
8:30 check-in.
8:30 check-in. 10
o'clock. Shot.
And it's Copper Creek. I hope you know placement on that.
Yeah.
Since it's quote-unquote your home course.
It is. I've played other courses twice, and that one,
a bazillion.
10, maybe more.
Yeah, and I'm just looking at this here. This is the
7th annual?
I thought this, well, I think we've done 7. This will be the 8th.
Yeah.
But it's Doug was a member of the Des Moines Home Builders, big advocate for scholarships. And so money we raise tomorrow goes to scholarships to kids in the related to the home building industry. And I think this will be the 8th time I've played. And it's rained every time. So now it's supposed to, drizzle till 11 and then get.
Yeah, I think it's going to be nicer than that. Right. They can't.
Well, trust me, if it slows the greens
weather's
down.
Weather's nice.
If it slows the green downs for me, that'd be all right on that, too.
There you go. Missing a couple of our partners, but picked up a couple of new ones.
Randy, exactly.
Randy's coming in.
Randy, our
tonic guy.
Our tonic friend, and he is always entertaining. I will say that.
It will be different.
And then our fourth will be my duck hunting buddy that I go with, Whitey Exteriors, Dustin. So you will see a camouflage golf bag tomorrow. It is a sight to see. So
there you go.
But you know what? It's never that we want to win. Sometimes we get, what is it, second place, third flight, or whatever.
Yeah.
But your game is turned around, so maybe we'll get third place, second flight. But
doubtful.
But it is. It's always entertaining. It's always a good time. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I have. What do we have? We have a Father's Day foursome tournament that's coming up. And who knew? I have a built-in foursome.
That it works out
it's
well.
It's kind of nice. And what else do we have coming? Oh, even the better one. So the one I've been doing all this, getting handicapped and more handicapped than I am, golf handicap, there is a member, non-member golf tournament, twosome.
Yes.
Saturday, Sunday, in like 2 weeks, I think.
A two-day tournament?
Two-day tournament.
Oh. 18-18.
And on my paperwork, my membership with my members are me, my brother-in-law, Aaron.
Yes.
My oldest, Zach, and my middle son, Andrew.
Yes.
It just so happens that the best golfer of the group of my family is not a member, so that is my non-member.
Nathan.
Nathan is my non-member partner in the member. And my, so I added, I've added two more. And I actually, this didn't make sense to me, and it must have been on because of the holes that I was doing. Mine went from like a 19 to a 21, and a 21.3 is my handicap. So if I shoot, I don't know, if I shoot 105 or whatever, then it
You can't use the scramble score tomorrow. You know that, right?
Yeah. Okay. No, I know. Yeah, I wish. No, I actually don't want to use the scramble score tomorrow.
Exactly.
What's the biggest thing on your mind?
Golf. The whole what's going on with the the LIV, the LIV, you know, the... And now everybody's starting to, some bigger names are starting to drop into it. It's, well, you know, China's really involved with the NBA, and everybody got past that. So maybe we'll just have to get past this. I mean, the Saudis, I mean, don't put gas in your car then if you're that mad. Or don't buy an iPhone if you're that mad. It's just, it's eight places to play golf, and it is what? 7 to 10 times the money that the PGA is paying?
Well, yeah, and holy and they signed buckets. Signing bonuses. Phil Mickelson was not as much as
so that money's already gone. Don't kid yourself.
He's like, yep, I got to turn that money into somebody.
Exactly.
I have never seen somebody so outspoken become a mute in my life ever. Even Tiger, when he was going through all that stuff, he didn't change. He was still out there and went and did his stuff.
The most recent pictures I've seen of Phil, he's got sunglasses, a hat down, and about a 2-week beard on
because because he hasn't been letting the house. So Dustin Johnson got over $100 million. Bryson DeChambeau is going to get $100 million. I can almost guarantee you that Matthew Wolf and my lefty that I love it'll come here in a second.
But everybody is you know what?
Bubba Watts.
You're never going to make it back.
But see, for those guys, the ones that I just mentioned, and I think Brooks Koepka will come too. And the problem is the PGA can control a lot of that. Yes.
The PGA can control what they can control.
But they can't control the Masters. It's an invitational.
Right.
The U.S. Open, they cannot.
Right.
The British Open, they cannot. The only thing that controls the PGA, and nobody talks about the PGA tournament anyway.
No.
So they lose on there, and as much as we like to see some of these younger new kids and be able to see some different people, it's not going to be long if people are watching that at all.
Right.
And a lot of these guys don't care who's watching. They care how much money they can win.
Right, exactly.
They're independent contractors. Independent contractors aren't worried about the PGA. And listen, a lot of golfers will tell you that the PGA is a communist organization anyway, the way that they handle things. They're very strong-handed, a lot of rules, and when they see somebody do something that was successful, they change the rules.
It just seems that the money behind this does not care about return on investment.
No.
It's, you know what? Let's screw this over here. Let's mess with this. You know what?
And they're letting they all go off at the same time. And, you know, on different holes, and they're going to do teams on, you know, some tournaments will be a team and then an individual and then a team and an individual. I mean, they're going to do stuff that...
Are they going to mic them up like the XFL?
Now, that would be interesting. Now, right now, the only place you can watch it, as far as I know, is on YouTube. But that'll change once you get one or two more.
Right. The things they're trying with the format to take a little bit of the stuffiness out of it. I mean, I know there's reverence of the game of golf and the announcers talk like this, but I mean, it's to give it something different and a reason to watch. I think the amount of press that they've got, good or bad,
it doesn't matter. It's
that
press.
People want to watch.
Right.
We've always said that. Doesn't matter.
And it's always, you know, the one thing that I thought, what the PGA should have done, and it might have made people a little bit more happy, but, you know, we all get Gary Player and Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus and Tom Watson and Tom Wyckoff and all those guys. Love them. Love watching them. Love watching the senior tournament.
Mm-hmm.
What they had in Des Moines, another success. They love going there. They love that golf course.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun.
Wakanda, yeah.
Yeah. The only thing, the one thing the PGA has to do is it has to, it's still, It has to make Tiger happy, because then that makes Justin Thomas happy, and that makes Jordan Spieth happy, that makes Rory McIlroy happy. Those are the guys you have to keep happy, because I still think the Cameron Smiths and the Shane Lowrys, who really don't like playing PGA tournaments anyway,
right,
are going to do those and go, okay, so you're going to, I'm going to make $100,000 if I don't make the cut or whatever. And over here, I'm going to get appearance fees no matter what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it,
well, see, and that's my thing too with, okay, you know, the way they look at the purses of the PGA, the amount of money that the PGA makes is just astronomical compared to what the purses are.
Right.
Okay. Is this going to change that? I mean, is it, are they going to, all right, if there is success with the LIV, is it going to, you know, and I guess instead of a 10 million, maybe we could go 18, or we could go on this one, we could go, you know, 40 million, because I mean, the numbers are just astronomical what they're doing with the other league.
It is. And here's the thing, probably the biggest one that pushes it one way or another is the problem at the PGA, and the problem that they are trying to nip this in the bud so quickly is because it's the same thing. When the USFL started, they weren't the NFL. And when baseball tried to go or do international, it wasn't baseball. And when the NBA tried to do it, it wasn't basketball. This is the same,
that's
exact same right. sport.
And see, that's funny. That's the buzz of what everybody's saying, right? Well, I want to see how it's presented. It's golf, dude.
It's golf.
There's a camera by where you hit it off the tee. There's an overhead camera over here. I mean, what? Are they going to do a drive-by in a golf cart and follow them? I mean, it's golf.
Yeah, so, because, you know, that's the biggest thing. The biggest one of all was when the USFL, if the NFL didn't have the power that they had,
right,
it could have worked, because people would have left because they paid more money for the, they didn't pay more money for the up people. They paid more money for number 68, 69, 70, 71, and 72.
Well, I like the mindset of the USFL right now. I mean, they're still taking old former head coaches and stuff like that and infusing them within, and they're signing coaches for next year, all these different things. They don't care if there's a person in the stand.
No.
They've got, what is it, 4 different TV networks?
Yeah, they don't care.
The TV money is there.
Yeah, they're still making money. And it's still football, and people do watch. So
one of the things I it was going to make the ability to people, the microphone there that usually in front of your face, the idea that people could bet football off season was going to be big too. I haven't seen the numbers. I haven't run out to do it, but I mean, it gave people football thoughts again. So
right, and that's important. And you know, football's king, and you know they have, what are they? They have, this is June, halfway, well, 10th of the way. There's 20, 51,
right,
80 days,
right,
until you're getting ready. I mean, you'll be in training camps in 60. So I mean, people are gonna be excited. You know, college football's gonna start before then, because
look at all the buzz right now with all the
in August.
The OTAs are going on. We're still talking football. We're still watching things. Press conferences, everything. They've got a heck of a product.
I just think that PGA might have overplayed their hand a little bit today to be that. I would have made a statement today. Let the weekend go.
Yep.
Show what my TV numbers were, even though there were some players over there, mm-hmm. and then lightly started, you know, smacking them on there, or slightly pulling on the fingernails, right. You know, right. Instead of hammer,
right.
Because now people are going to go, well, the first thing they did is they hammered, and they're like, well, how can we go see that one? I'm going to go say, well, what has the
brimstone and fire ultimatum?
What have their knickers all up in a bunch, man? Exactly. Is it that big a deal, man? We need to go watch this.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Exactly. I kind of want to see the quote unquote the format. I know it's golf. There's so many different ways you can show it, but still, I'm interested.
The funny one today was, they said Patrick Reed's going to do that, and everybody started commenting, does the LIV want Patrick Reed? Because the PGA definitely does not. The Bryson DeChambeau's a bigger,
right. Sergio's there, man.
Yeah,
he wanted to be there.
Yeah, and he did not let up on the arrows that he was shooting at the PGA on the way out. And it'll be interesting to the Royal England or Royal England Club or whatever, Royal British England Club, what they say. Because they definitely didn't come out. And, I mean, it's just a totally different, you know, they're way more laid back.
Exactly.
So it'll be fun, but the problem that everybody has right now is it's nice outside. So I'd rather be playing golf than watching golf, even though we're watching golf when we're in the clubhouse I like to watch golf.
Well,
I like watching golf more than I like baseball. That shows where baseball is in the world today.
Right.
That's not good for baseball either.
Well, and it's funny. There was a sports talk radio morning guy was talking about it, and it's like they were discussing how the NBA final numbers are so far down. Well, look at the timing. You know, people are it's vacations. It's school is out. There's a lot more activity going on. People aren't sitting on their couches going, "Well, I guess I can watch that." And it just doesn't seem to be a destination thing to watch right now.
No, and sometimes, and I don't know if this is it, but it seems to me that Steve Kerr is more in touch with what's happening in the United States than he is coaching a basketball team. And the reason we watch sports is to get away from the minutiae that's out here. And they're bringing the minutiae back in, and the players are bringing the minutiae back in. And everybody's like...
Which is funny, because you never, you know, split that side of the fence on a sports talk radio show, do you?
But the difference being, I don't get paid, but they get paid.
This is true.
So they got more. They got more to worry about. Yes, you're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're bringing it to you on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. We'll be back right after this break.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700 The Champ.
We've got stop and go traffic on
Breeze, Iowa Sports, Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
I could have swore that was you say that in my ear.
I have no idea. I should not be giggling, but I didn't know we had the Drive High app going on.
I did not either.
Okay.
Something new. Wow. You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. I swear that it wasn't either one of us.
That's interesting. All right.
You are listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, real sports talk for real sports fans. We appreciate you coming in today. Enjoy. Traffic's kind of a mess. Be safe. Get home. Check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower _13, or at Happy Hour _SS. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ as well.
Yes, sir.
This segment will be brought to you by DeMoss, Des Moines Orthopedic, helping you get back to living through orthopedic care. You can, right now, you can go to DeMoss.com. If something happened, if you're out watching a high school baseball game, there's plenty of them going on at this particular time right now, and someone gets injured, you can pull it up on your phone. You can see what the wait time is. And you can also give them a call. You can always try to make an appointment. You don't have to make appointments. That is the neat thing about Des Moines Orthopedic. Right now, wait time in West Des Moines is 45 minutes. Ankeny opens up at 7 a.m., and you have that same opportunity at 7 a.m. to go and be looked at as well. They are trying to get you, if you're out walking or you have a sports injury, they're trying to get you back into good health. They take care of foot, ankle, hand, upper extremity, hip, knee, shoulder, spine, trauma, sport med, urgent injury. One of the things we always want to talk about, Des Moines Orthopedic, is the help that they do with local high school teams and their athletes, Grandview athletes, DMAC athletes, all of those. So Simpson, so they provide a big service, but it always goes back. They want to help you get back to living through orthopedic care, taking care of you. Have some interviews lined up again, waiting on confirmation. And I think I've had three on so far. So it's and I'm I've left a, I just sent an email today to see when we were going to, I'm just going to do like four of them at home and do
bing,
them,
bing, bing, and then just,
kind of split
play them on
and,
the Wednesday. Yeah.
So, once again, thanks to Demos, Des Moines Orthopedic, for being a part of the show. Okay. Since it is happy hour sports, this one, Paul McCartney turns 80 this week and he's still playing 2.5 hour shows.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You ever seen him?
He doesn't look bad.
No, no, no. Have you seen him in concert?
Oh yes. I have seen him in concert.
I have not, but it's just one of the things. He's like Mickey Mouse or Superman. He's just an icon. I mean, I saw him
in Ames. I don't think it was Jack Trice at the time, but
yeah, it was. It's even in our day and age, it's been
Jack Trice. Yeah, so it was.
Dude, was that early 90s?
Yeah,
that's when I was going to Iowa State.
Yeah,
it was. And we lived over by the Design Center. I mean, a ways away from the stadium. And I remember having to go to work the next day and laying in bed with the window open, listening to the concert perfectly. I mean, it was a long ways away too. Yeah. But yeah, I remember that.
I think I might have still been laying in the parking lot.
Yeah. No, that was the Stones. That was the Stones. Well, that would do.
And Pink Floyd, who my wife has never forgiven me for.
There you go.
One of the interesting things.
Hi, Nana.
Yeah, hi, Nana. Love you, Nana. DJ. DJ is going through, we're trying to figure out, he has times when he's perfectly fine, then he has times it's like this teeny little dog is shaking and scared to death to move around. Yeah. It's like, okay.
Okay, then.
So we're just trying to figure out what's going on. Name, image, and likeness. I saw one today. C.J. Stroud saw driving around Ohio State with his $150,000 Bentley that he got for
a Bentley.
A Bentley. He's a Bentley dealership.
Okay.
I don't think it's his. He's just driving it.
Oh, it's just, hey, if you would just let people know that we're a really good,
good
dealer, we'll just let you drive this around.
Oh.
That just seems a little, I think you would have an advisor go, let's maybe not do that.
Yeah, I would think so too, but hey, you never know.
It's Ohio State.
49 years ago today, the...
Holy buggers.
What some people will say the biggest athletic achievement of all time, Secretariat won.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like the whole backstretch.
Right.
It had the whole backstretch.
Yeah, cannot maintain this. Yeah.
Because that's when, I mean, even back then, horse racing was huge. I mean, and horse racing starting to, you know, it's starting to die down as much now. And I think the majority of it is now you can bet everywhere. So you don't have to go somewhere to bet the Kentucky Derby.
I know, but I mean,
it's got to be fun. I wish I would have done that. I've never been to the Masters, and I've had friends, and I didn't go because I'm like, I should have went. And right. I've never gone and done that because we've had friends that have gone and done that.
Yeah. I had I won the ticket lottery. You want to go? I'm like, nah, I don't. And then I'm thinking, what in the world? Yeah,
were you thinking?
But don't you go out and see the races out at Prairie Meadows ever?
Yeah.
We have
a blast doing that.
Oh man, going out there, sitting on a high top, watching the live races,
having drinks, eat. It's a good place.
Watching, looking at the lineups, going, okay, I think this one, which is owned by this or
Courtney, you're doing that, and I'm watching them walk and seeing who's pooping. That's when I'm betting.
I won a little bit one night by saying it was this farm, this name. It was complete luck. There's no rhyme or reason to me.
The most interesting thing I saw today, and I thought it would be fun since it was Happy Hour Sports. This gal, her name is Lamin Montesol. She is a Special Olympian, and they had the Special Olympics. Mm-hmm. And she had just run a race, and I think she had come in second or third. And she was so happy. She said, you know... And they asked her, why are you so happy? And she goes, I'm just proud. You know, even if you have issues and you're a Special Olympian, you just have to be true to yourself. And she was so excited. And the gal kind of let it slip that she won the gold in the long jump. And she just goes, I can taste the glory of that gold right now. She goes, that is so, I've never been so happy. And she has this big smile on her face. And then she's getting ready to walk away, and she comes back, and she goes, can I say one more thing? And the gal's like, yeah. And she goes, go Celtics! And she walked away. That was the coolest thing ever. So, speaking of the basketball game last night.
Yes.
So, here's my here's my issue that I have with the NBA. That it seems that if you get a bunch of talk radio shows to talk about something, mm-hmm. and you get fans complaining about something, that you can change the way games are officiated. And the NBA even came out and said, you know, tonight's game, after what we've had the first two games, we're going to put Scott Foster, who they love and all of us think is the worst referee in the league, we're going to put him the head referee because then he'll take control of the game. And I'm like, okay, first off, you just said that somebody had to have control of the game while saying that the other two games that this is no different than any other game.
Okay.
And everybody thought this was going to be a Draymond thing, you know? So they're, and who did they get in foul trouble? Steph.
Right.
Four fouls in the,
let's look at this from a TV,
2 minutes.
From a TV aspect here. If you get paid X for one game and you have only four games, that's 4X.
You're missing
X's. So if you get more games, the multiples go up.
But they used to do it under the cover of the night. And now they're doing it out in the open.
Yeah.
And everybody's, you know, well,
can we blame name, image, likeness at all? No, we can't.
No, we can blame ESPN, which is notoriously easy to blame anymore, too. And you can blame them because it seems like the NBA and them communicate by saying,
yes.
Okay, this is what we want you guys to talk about. Man, that's all you got to do for Stephen A. I mean, he's a...
Oh, he got clicks galore.
He's a bore, but with an H, and he'll do anything for cash, man. He will be out there. You want me to talk bad about somebody, just line him up.
He will do it emphatically.
And then ESPN had the gall to put J.J. Redick and C.J. McCollum, that on every show so far have looked at Stephen A. and go, you're incredibly stupid. I mean, said it to him. What you just said made absolutely no sense and has nothing to do with anything that's going on in the world.
What did I say earlier today? Numbers are down, right?
Yep.
So if you can pump your own product all day long, I think that's what they're doing. So,
And I don't know who you blame that numbers are down. I'm a huge Steph Curry fan. I think he's I think he's one of if he's not in the top 10, I did this the other day and I don't think I'd have him in the top 10, but I have some people in the top 10 that I wouldn't have in the top 10 either though. But he's not a game changer. He's a game changer for basketball because you can be 6 foot tall and not very big, and if you spend 10 hours a day shooting in a gym, you're going to play basketball somewhere. He's made that happen. He's not a superstar. He's not real. He's not, you know, he's very soft-spoken. He just, you know, now, his actions outside of basketball show that he should be somebody that the NBA should have on a pedestal and say, this is what we want to do. His help with women's sports and all that. He's not LeBron. He's not Kevin Durant. He's not Michael Jordan. He's not Magic Johnson. He's not Kobe. There's no Kobe to save. And I said that to JP when he was out there and he was asking about the game last night if we watched. And I'm like, I don't care to watch Draymond on the basketball court, but man, I love listening to him on his podcast. He's incredible.
That's what you always say. It's man, he's great. He's far as a voice and a figure and with his podcast and everything, but he's got to score more than 2 points.
Yeah. His deal is he's Dennis Rodman, but he doesn't do all the dumb stuff off the court. As soon as he's off the court, he's not Draymond Green that he is on the court.
Right.
He does stuff for all kinds of people and tries to help all kinds. On the court, he kind of does that same thing. He's an agitator. But I want him to be the agitator. I get that. But you can't go on and be banging on somebody on the other team and then go out and score 2 points, have one assist, two rebounds, and four turnovers. You can't do that. You have no ground to stand on. Now, he doesn't care.
Okay.
Because he's going to have ground to stand on no matter what.
It was 1-1 going into last night, right?
Yeah.
What's the advantage then to lean towards Boston? Why did it need to be taken control of?
Well,
it's not like it was going to be a... Yeah, one of them, Warriors were running away with it.
No, I, my thought process on after watching the first game is two things. I like Steve Kerr as long as he's a basketball coach. Right. Not for sure I love Steve Kerr doing everything else, but all the things that Steve Kerr has had gone on in his life, you know, his father was killed in Beirut. I mean, he's got a lot of things.
Right.
And so he is, it's not like he just started. He's always been more political, more social than that.
He has a vessel and he uses it.
And he uses it. And he happens to work for an organization that is located in a situation that it is hugely successful. I mean, he's in the middle of rich California.
Oh, yeah.
And there's 95% of the people think the same way he does. The problem is he is getting his butt out coach every single game. The Boston Celtics coach. And I have to look his name up because I can never.
Right. Did you write it down phonetically this time?
No, I didn't. And it's Igwe. I'll look it up. But he is, every single time he has a thought process on when he brings in, what time he brings him in, when he takes his best player out, who he puts in, when his best player isn't, how he gets Marcus Smart. I mean, he's all this stuff is thinking.
Who does he remind you of as coach? With his style.
He's probably a better defensive coach, but has the same kind of mental stuff that Phil Jackson had.
Okay. That's kind of what I was baiting on that.
He is. Phil tried to outthink his players. The Boston coach is like getting inside his players' souls. I mean, that's what it looks like.
Right.
I mean, I said last night.
His own players, trying to outthink the opposing.
No, doesn't care about the opposing team. He is opposing.
He's got a strategy you're going to play.
He's opposing his will on somebody is what he does. And if it doesn't work, then he changes. Swear that he is. That's what Nick Nurse does. Nick Nurse was a defensive coach and he was an offensive coach. But he's thinking. There's times that I say that watching some of the series and stuff that Nick Nurse is playing chess and everybody else is playing checkers,
right.
Even though he doesn't have the most talent. He's up in Toronto, but he's happy, and that's all. He's coached in some really small places that you're riding buses that you're like, ugh. But last night, the person that helped the Golden State Warriors the most was Andre Iguodala. I don't know how many minutes he played. I don't know if he played last night, but he was coaching everybody on the floor for Golden State, and they were getting smoked. It was the start of the third quarter. A typical Golden State team, when that happens, they go, okay, we've been here before. We know this. We're going to rest some people. We're going to get some other people's shots. Maybe that'll get them more engaged. But then they started to come back, and man, Andre, he's just boom, boom, boom. And then, you know, they had four possessions in a row that they come down and have turnovers. If you don't do that, because Boston's going to come down and do the same thing, but they just happened not to do the same thing last night. So it's a great series. I will get the coach's name because he needs to be.
The amount of buzz that was all over social media and the sites, it was, they got what they wanted. We're talking about the NBA Finals.
Yeah, and they did. And they didn't care what the fans were shouting last night either.
Right.
It's just,
they were being rude.
That was minutiae.
There you go.
You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. We'll be right back.
The Ad Council.
1700 The Champ, Central Iowa's home for sports talk radio. Steen on Sports, real sports talk for real sports fans.
So when your boss calls and says, "Hey, can you shoot me a picture or tell me what's on there?" I will do that right away.
Let me reach out to my minions.
I got it. You are here. We are here. It is Happy Hour Sports with Steen and.
Give me a bump. There you go.
Oh, you went up.
Yep.
Okay, that better?
Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
I couldn't hear myself.
There you go.
Yes, sir. I just said a bump. So
bump. You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. My buddy Scott here.
Good to see you.
Nice to see you.
2 days in a row. This is going to be some overdrive for you and I tomorrow.
It's a lot.
Yes, it is.
You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Okay. Where are we at? This segment, let's do Heritage Building Maintenance. Founded in the Midwest in 2011, provide quality, health-centric building maintenance. They believe that the cleaning industry should provide the first line of defense in proper health care. Always looking for the right process to provide the highest quality, safest, and most healthy environment for your employees. They are certified partners in science-proven microbial control, state-of-the-art protection to keep environments safer. Mostly touch points. You can spray it on, and it tends to help keep your employees
safe and healthy.
Safe and healthy, and that means more work time.
There you go.
And I would love to say that things are starting to come back to normal, but man, when I drive around and I'm at mine, I have one of my bigger ones is on Thornton, and I mean, there's 10 cars. The one across the street from us, a different property management company owns that one, but a bunch of buildings and not a bunch of cars. So it's not back yet.
No. And it's when you said it's not back to normal, dude. I think the target of normal is still moving. We don't know what it's going to be.
Yeah. And once you think you've defeated it, then, I mean, two things can happen. People can talk it back into existence, or something can actually make it come back into existence. And so you're not fighting a fair fight. Ime Udoka is the basketball coach for the Boston Celtics. So it is Ime Udoka.
Yeah. Okay.
Pretty amazing guy. Worked his way up through the system. And here's the really
Ime Udoka.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ime Udoka. Here's the interesting thing is it used to be that it was the players that mattered and not the coaches. And then it kind of switched and it's kind of been back and forth. There's some really talented coaches. And what you're seeing now, the biggest one being Brad Stevens. Not Brad Stevens is the general manager. Is Quinn Snyder. He has two All-Pros. He has, or All-Stars. He has Devin Mitchell and he has Rudy Gobert. And they hate each other. Devin Mitchell won't throw the ball to him. And Quinn Snyder's just like, okay. I can't do it anymore. I'm done. I'm out. I got to go somewhere else that I have more of a say. And
yeah, you mean respect?
I don't even know if it's respect. Well, because I think individually the two of them respect him as a coach. They just don't respect each other. And so
this gets back to some of the same points that we've had before. Is you've got, look at the amount of money that the players are making compared to the fraction of money that the coach is making.
Right.
Okay. And now you've got the money and the ego of these two over here that aren't coming together. How, if you have a team that won't gel, how can you even think about having any success?
And that's why these guys are so careful. A lot of them are so careful about where they go because they have to have an ownership group that buys into them.
Right. That will put up with their.
And then they have to put up with what they have.
Right.
Or you get
out.
Will
they put up with my personality?
Or, yeah, right. And that's the, you know, this isn't a browbeating league. You don't win browbeating.
No.
See, I have to look. I'm just going to call him Ime. He doesn't wear a suit and tie. Mm-hmm. He's got a Boston Celtic quarter zip
polo,
you know,
yeah.
And he's like, I don't. This is the part I love. It's my heart and my aura and my knowledge that are going to make these guys better.
Right.
And I'm like, dude, I like that.
That is very Phil Jackson-ish.
It is very Phil Jackson-ish.
He was Zen and find your inner this and play through the. I mean, it was.
It's the way I coached. I wanted to find the kids that I could figure something out that I could get them to play harder. I may not be able to get them to play better, but I could always get all my kids to play harder.
Right.
And then you
harness the talent they have.
You do it enough and they play together and they do that. You can win games. Now, we didn't win games against great teams, but we won games we were supposed to win.
Right.
And we didn't lose games that we were supposed to win.
This is when you're a basketball coach.
Basketball coach. Okay. Baseball-wise, not much different. I mean, it's really no, you know, the difference is in baseball, there's nine of them, so you have to have, you have to have the one yelling guy and the one non-yelling guy.
Right.
You know, we've had that in most teams that we've been on. We had the yelling guy.
Or
that
when you're on third base and you walk, 20 feet down and say, I want you leading off here. That was fun.
Please.
Like, come dude, they're here. Nine. They're nine. They're nine. Yeah.
Not here. I'll put a picture of Pac-Man here, okay? That's I want you to go to the Pac-Man or whatever the game was of the time. Kirk Ferentz hasn't been at the University of Iowa for as long as he has and not be able to get along with the kids. And so when all this stuff right. came out about everything, he was above it because everybody had seen. Matt Campbell's the same way. I'm going to put my kids in the best environment and the best position I can. And as long as they can perform in there, we're fine. If they can't, then I'm going to find somebody else. But that's life.
Right.
And that's the way sports is supposed to be. And
can you imagine, I won't any specific Southern schools, if you will, with the expectations that Iowa State had last year as a football team, and to end up with the record they did, some Southern schools would have been on the next train out of town.
Yeah.
Okay. But what he created as men was so much of a heavier weight that the pitchforks and torches didn't come out. It's all right.
Right. And the expectations were higher than what they should have been, because if you looked at the college landscape, and it's the same for Iowa, and Iowa's expectations are 8, 9, 10 wins.
Right.
Because they don't have Nick Saban and Jimbo Fisher and Lane Kiffin, they have 20, 30 five-star, four-star kids on their right. team. You have to perform.
I mean, remember, Iowa for the longest time, it was 9 or 10 wins, and they finished eighth in the polls.
Yeah.
I mean, okay.
With local
yeah.
talent,
yeah.
and every once in a while, they had a system. They worked their system. Matt Campbell's worked his system, too, and he took a college football team that hadn't had winning seasons in a row.
Right.
I mean, he had a bad season last year. What were we? We were
7-6.
7-6. That 6 years ago, 7-6, we'd have been going. Oh,
I know.
You know,
I remember going. I mean, the Insight.com Bowl with Dan McCarney. I mean, it was. We're going to a bowl. It was.
Yeah. It's. You know, expectations that the league itself, and the really funny thing, I think it's starting to turn a little bit. I think people thought, oh my gosh, you guys are losing Oklahoma and Texas. You guys are in trouble. I think we actually made ourselves nationally. Yeah. Nationally, yeah. We didn't make ourselves better because you lost the two bookends that you had. We were always those two
right.
bookends. But the great thing about it was Texas hasn't been good at anything
say,
for
with
so
the amount
long.
Of money, they should be national champs every year.
Every year. But Oklahoma's going to be missed. And I'm going to tell you right now, Oklahoma's not going to like being in the SEC because they're just people are going to go, oh man, they're from Oklahoma. It's like we go, hey, let's go to Oklahoma. It's fun. Let's go to Norman. It's fun to
right,
go to
exactly.
Norman. And or where's Okie State at? Okie State is in Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma, yeah, okay.
That's yeah. a fun town.
Iowa, dude. We get anywhere. We're
12,
like, yeah,
the Big 12. You take that yeah. little Big 12 hit. Go to Kansas, K-State.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's so much fun. So, yeah, I.
Not to dive into the football because it's not really football time of year, but what do you think about Brock Purdy's contract?
It was awesome. I think.
What was it 3.25, 4 years, something like that?
I think he walked in there. They saw what he could do. They saw how he could pick up a playbook.
Yep.
They saw everything and they go, okay, listen, we don't care if he ever steps foot on the football field, but he is exactly what you look at for a.
Mr. Irrelevant got a contract, man.
A transitional football player who can do whatever you want him to do. You want him to roll out and throw left-handed? I bet you he can do it. I think it's a great thing for him. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Real sports talking for real sports fans. Second hour coming up right after this break.